Today we're joined by Flavio Monteso of Wise Capital. Flavio, welcome to PrivCap today. Thanks for being here.
Nice to meet you, David. Thank you.
So you invest in the Brazilian office real estate market, and I'm fascinated to hear what you have to say about the opportunities in Brazil. Clearly, the economy has been growing. Whenever economies grow, people need offices to build their businesses in, and I'm sure that's what you're investing in. Can you talk a bit about what the most important dynamics are that are driving the office market in Brazil today?
The most important dynamics are demand and supply, as you know, in every business. Demand has been decreasing this year, but it's consistently among the average since the year 1990s, among the deviations, and we expect it to grow in the next years. Supply, you know, on the other hand, new construction starts, where we measure the initiation of supply, had decreased during this year. So we expect the deliveries for 15 and 16 has decreased substantially to 40% of what it was in 2014 and 70% in 2016 related to 2014. So this will help all the stock that was delivered during this period to be absorbed. And we expect vacancy rates to start to decrease in 2016, with rents coming up since then.
Talk a bit about how the debt markets work in the real estate market in Brazil. How do you finance your deals? How much debt is available? And what kinds of groups are supplying debt typically?
Financing in Brazil for the commercial properties, for office buildings, is still expensive. Interest rates in Brazil are high, one of the most, the highest in the world. Financing will cost around 14%. So in strategies that are aimed to add value in properties, it's not possible to leverage. In development, you can leverage the construction part of it, but it's a small part of leverage, as development would achieve higher returns, like 25%. That's our target for our next fund, actually.
Would you be open to having partners investing in some of these properties?
We could have partners investing along us. We may maintain the control of the investment as we design the strategy, we execute the strategy, we act as the developer, actually. We keep all the return to the investors. Since we buy the land, we hire the construction company, we do all things. We don't enter in third-party projects, but we can receive other investors to invest alongside us in bigger deals.
What are the current drivers of demand, or what I guess have been the historic drivers of demand in the Brazilian market? What are people using the office spaces for? What do these companies look like?
The demand mostly is driven by employment growth. And we come through this modeling from GDP. We forecast development employment growth along the years, and from that we and other variables, we identified how much space will be needed in the prime office market. So we expect this to from now ahead, to the demand and employment to grow further.
What are some of the most important things that you think international investors who might have a lot of experience investing in property outside of Brazil, what do they need to understand about what's unique about doing business and investing in property in Brazil?
Investing property anywhere in the world, you have to have local expertise. The international investors, normally they look for a partner or a platform where they can operate because it's very local. You have location is very important. It can change the vacancy rates you have in your investment, the rents, the returns. And so every market is different.
Talk about the relationship between the public markets and the kind of investing that you do, and how does that affect your returns? How does it affect the decisions that you make?
Public and private markets are correlated. The private market has the driving fundamentals that will drive the public markets ahead. So normally the public markets anticipate what happens in the private market. As an example, we had in this year in Brazil, public markets were priced down very fast because of our increase in interest rates, and this was faster than the effect it has in the private place. So sometimes it is possible to leverage from one side to another. you can exit, as we did in the last fund, two properties. We exited in the public market because we saw that it was they were pricing the properties already ahead in upper values, and the private market hadn't reached that. And the other hand, it's possible also to buy from the public market and exit in the private market. So that is leverage there.
Can you talk about receiving higher than market risk-adjusted returns in the Brazilian real estate market? What are some approaches that your firm takes to accomplishing this?
To accomplishing this, we have three basic things, most important things. One is the access to pipeline. Access to pipeline, if you don't have, we have a big net of brokers, architects, lawyers, people that we think can have information about deals. And we're talking about office buildings. With this, we can choose the better ones and not be just focused in what we receive from brokers, and we have to decide to invest because there are no others to. As we are focused in CBD location, very constrained regions, this is very important to have. So the second strength that you use to maximize returns is the research part. The research we have developed along the years, and we have been working with this econometric model, where we model the end results are what rents are going to reach, where they are they going to go, if decreasing or increasing. And the other side, you have the demand, what's the demand are coming in, and mixing those, you can forecast rents and have a more accurate figure of returns to deliver to the investor, and he can know the risk of these returns too.
So based on your models, were you not surprised that construction of new office buildings slowed down with the most recent economic downturn? Was that a predictable result?
It was a predictable result because rents are coming down. If you talk to any developer in Brazil, they will say that it's craziness to develop new buildings now, to start developing. Our new fund targets developing in business exactly because of this. We are contrarian. As we have more information, we have information and specialization in the office market. Actually, our last fund, we exited 2 years ago in the peak of the market, 1 year and a half ago. And with these rents decreasing and vacancy increasing, it doesn't make sense for the developer to construct. He initiates construction when he see the rents coming up again, and he see vacancy decreasing, and he says now is the time to construct, but then it's too late.
One final question for you, Flavio, and that is, especially in the Sao Paulo market, there is a history of financing buildings using a strata method, where there's multiple owners who basically own different strata of the building. Do you invest in those kinds of buildings? And if not, why not?
We invest if you can consolidate what is very difficult, if it's very spread out, because we like to have control of the building. We like to have at least 100%, or if not, have the power to control 100% of the building. Strata was a historically developing method that the market had in Brazil because of the high price of financing. It's very difficult to consolidate a business plan with this, with many owners. And normally the building keeps not maximized, managed. So we try to avoid that, although if we can consolidate and buy and control this, we do.